I'm joined here by Kieran McFall. 16 points to 113. You could have lost it. You could have won it. What's your first emotions?
As you say, it's a game of two halves, Mal. Don't know what we were doing. Half time was 8 or 10, was it?
Nine, was it?
But we knew there was a big breeze and the two-pointer was a big thing. So if we choked the kick out, we knew we'd get back into it with the momentum. And we got the crowd lifted and we got a point, thank God.
For people watching at home, how significant was the breeze as a player?
It was twirly more than anything, Mal, but we knew that shooting down towards the change rooms is a lot easier, and we knew that we would get our purple patch and take our chance. We didn't probably take all our chances. We probably could have got the 2 points out of it, but we're happy we won.
I think it was John Daly got a block on Ethan's shot at the end, so you could have won it, but you're going to Dublin with something after.
Yeah, and like
here against Kerry, you get nothing.
Out of it, and we got a point away from, and Galway's flying at the minute. They're probably number one team in Ireland at the minute with their football and two-pointers and stuff, and I thought second half we showed a bit of character, which was needed, and we're going to Dublin, as you say, looking points.
How quickly did you have to move on after Kerry? Because it was such a disappointing end, there's no other way of saying it.
Well, Paddy got us grounded through the week. At the end of the day, I know it was good for neutral, but we got no points out of it. And we're sitting second bottom, or if not bottom in the league. And we know what Division 1 is like. And we need every point we can get at this stage.
Nine players from the 2020 minor team on this panel. Yep. Lachlan Murray was one of them. He was immense in that second half today.
Lachlan's a talented man. And his presence, even coming on the pitch, he's powerful, and we see it Tuesday, Thursday night, and hopefully he can push on now.
Final point, Kieran. Paddy made the point that it's been the most competitive Division 1 ever. Why is it? Is it just the quality of the teams? Is it the speed of the football? Is it the rules? What is it?
It's probably the rules play a big part in it, but it's the best 8 teams in Ireland in Division 1, and any given day anybody can beat anybody, and we know that, so we have to be the top of our game.